Philip Semper, PhD's urgent care. Today's date is 07/02/2022. Dictation is for Edwin Lambert. Lambert spells L-A-M-B-E-R-T. Edwin spells E-D-W-I-N. Date of birth is 01/17/1960. This is a 62-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up from emergency room period. Patient stated that he was seen at the emergency room at Memorial Hermann on June 6, 2022. He was diagnosed with bronchitis. He stated that they discharged him with Augmentin, and he said he does not like Augmentin, but prefer to have Citromax, period. Patient stated he continues to have cough, says cough is productive of yellow sputum. Said he's been having chills, and myalgia. Said he cannot sleep at night because he's coughing so much. And also reports decreased appetite, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies was reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In mild distress, his vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 93% at room air. Blood pressure is 132/84. Pulse 103. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. HENT. Semicolon, nose congested with green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor respiratory and expiratory effort, poor inspiratory effort. He has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic at 103. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis. No guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no calf edema, no calf swelling or calf tenderness, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented time 3, cranial nerve root 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute bronchitis, number 2 cough, number 3 insomnia, number 4 decreased appetite, number 5 rhinitis. Next paragraph, I reviewed patient's labs that he had done at Memorial Hermann on 6/30/2022. He had a white count of 13.4.
Okay, so Dr. Ramon, you had put an X on, it's free, that one we can't use. The regular, the other one is $80, and I was putting on the price, and his manager said, we'll give him back to Dr. Ramon, just keep telling him different things, and I want to talk to one person. So he's like, I want to talk to both of
them. You understand? I can't talk.
Mm-hmm. He asked that if all these tests are gonna see if you have cancer.
No, you gotta get a CT scan for that. Sodium is 130, low. Creatinine 1.17 normal. BNP mildly elevated. His glucose was 160, mildly elevated. Next paragraph, he had a chest x-ray done. Chest x-ray was read by the radiologist as follows. No acute cardiopulmonary findings. Next paragraph. He was sent home with Augmentin 875/125 milligrams, which he said he did not take because he does not like it. He says he prefers Zitromax, period. The following were offered to patient. One, nebulizer, Atrovent and albuterol. Patient declined. Next line. Rocephin, 1 gram. IM. Next line. Flu test is negative. Patient declines COVID test. He said he had a COVID test done when he was in the ER and that was negative. Documentation does verify a negative COVID test from the ER on 6:30. Patient was sent home with the following medication. One, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now to 1 PO daily until gone, number 6. Next medication, Atarax, 50 milligrams, 1 PO QHS for 30 days. This will address his insomnia. Next medication, albuterol, 90 micrograms, meter dose inhaler, 2 plus TID PRN for cough. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 10 days, number 10. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if his symptoms does not improve with these medication, period. Says he understands and will comply. End of the patient.